Good morning, and it is a Monday morning post-fun drive. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Oh, man, what a fun drive.
Yeah, it was terrific. It really was. I mean, the generosity and the decency of the people who really just understand what this place is all about and how it works and how it has to work and how it has always worked is just so overwhelming. I'm so grateful, and I know that we all are, for everybody who puts something in. And if you sat here and you listened to the comments about what this radio station means to people, it was terrific.
It's a wonderful community that's been created.
It is, David.
Well, let's go to the news of the day. Authorities now searching for two convicted murderers who used power tools to escape from a maximum security New York prison in a Shawshank Redemption-style breakout. Governor Cuomo saying Richard Matt and David Sweat broke out of the Clinton Correctional Facility in an elaborate, sophisticated operation that involved shimmying through a steam pipe. They were reported missing Saturday morning. The Times this morning reporting they could virtually be anywhere. And an interesting article in the Times Union, Alan, about folks living near the prison as this manhunt goes on.
No, you bet. You bet. The Times did one, the Times Union. You know, the idea that any of us can place ourselves in the homes of all of the people who live there. And it is certainly possible that these heinous guys, and they are really bad men, would take over a family, come into a house, threaten people, hold them hostage, do what they had to do to survive. You know, it is an extraordinary story and a lot of unanswered questions. How the heck did they get power tools? I mean, you know, that's something. If it was something that somebody left behind, there's some speculation that some of the work crews have been doing construction, left some of this behind. That's yet another thing. But was anybody complicit in their escape? How did they plan this whole thing? It really calls for a lot of thought. And the fact that the governor gets out there right away shows how seriously the state is taking it. It has to take it.
Well, from living near prisons to living near train tracks, another article today in the Times Union focusing on the fact that in Albany, there are neighborhoods right next to the train tracks. We also see a firm in California where the pipe ruptured and oil leaked into the ocean, said that that was a virtual impossibility.
Well, that's right, David. You know, we've known about the, quote, oil bombs for a long time now. And the fact that these trains in Albany, for example, are parked near economically deprived neighborhoods just shows that things aren't always that fair. And I have to say that as long as we need the kind of energy in this country we do, we're going to be facing these things. So what you expect of government is that they will do their best and absolutely try harder to make sure that these kinds of accidents that can happen don't happen.
How about endorsements, Alan? Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy in our region has endorsed Hillary Rodham Clinton for president, saying she has the best experience to lead the country. He will be chairman of the Democratic Governors Association in 2016. That was ahead of a rally for Clinton.
Well, a lot of people thought Malloy might himself be a candidate. So the fact is that when he endorses Hillary Clinton, that's a big thing for her. Look, Hillary Clinton has an issue. She is a policy wonk. No two ways about it. She knows her stuff. But is she liked? That's the question. When she lost to Barack Obama, it was because Barack Obama was a blank slate and people projected into him whatever they thought about things. You know, they thought he was what they were. It turns out that that wasn't always true. Nevertheless, she has the same dilemma this time. She has to be liked. Now, I've interviewed her a number of times and I have to tell you, she's good. I mean, she really knows how to make you feel good. She has to do that with everybody, and you better believe that that is going to be her main task.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David, and thanks for all your hard work during that fun drive. It was just great to see you there every morning, being the general directing things.
Your energy is unmatched.